From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. This week, students in St. Catherine get help to go back to school. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Scores of children living near to Ferry in St. Catherine received some much-needed help for the back-to-school season, all thanks to the kind offices of the Ferry Police Station. With the help of its business partners located in the area, including the IGL Ignite Foundation, over 100 children were equipped with books, bags, and other supplies needed for the new academic year. The initiative was conceptualized by Corporal Alicia Henry, who found herself caught up in the back-to-school flurry.
The back-to-school treat was a first-time initiative, and it came about after I really went out and started doing my back-to-school shopping for my four children. We went out there, did some shopping, and when I made up my budget, I realized that I was about $200 short of $200,000. I joked with one of my friends and said, look here, this back-to-school thing is a car money.
Her mind immediately went to families living in the area without the resources needed to successfully prepare.
So I started thinking about other persons that would need some help. I could access education loan from my credit union, and I have my monthly salary to depend on, as also other support from family members. So I became concerned about those that didn't have so much support, and the children needed the stuff to go back to school.
Corporal Henry took the idea to her supervisors and sought the support of her colleagues, who helped her organize and execute a successful event. At the end of the day, the children left with supplies in their new backpacks after a full day of enjoying rides, music, and refreshments. From toddlers to high school students, parents to grandparents, the activities kept everyone duly entertained. Anike Tucker is the trade marketing manager at IGL Limited, one of the main sponsors of the treat. One of the company's offices is located in the midst of the community, adjacent to the police station, a spot they've occupied since 1997 when they took over the operations of Jamaica Oxygen and Acetylene.
It's an important part of what our IGL Ignite Foundation does to give back to the communities that we operate in. We have one of our main offices right in Ferry, and so obviously it was the most important thing for us was to be a part of this event so we can give back to this community.
Ms. Tucker adds that the team of volunteers were excited at the prospect of spending time with the community members.
So it's been a really exciting day. We've been here from 10 o'clock this morning, and we had bounce about, rides for the kids, snow cones, popcorn, hot dogs, and IGL Foundation gave away school bags packed with school supplies for all the kids that attended today.
The feedback from parents such as Tushka James, whose two children benefited from the event, may give the team at the Ferry Police Station the impetus needed to make the treat an annual venture.
I'm grateful for what they have done, and I'm very appreciative of it also. This treat was very heart-rending, and I'm proud of what took place, and I give God thanks, and I hope that next year it shall be greater.
Schools have now reopened, with the children making full use of the donations, thanks to the officers and other staff at the Ferry Police Station, IGL Ignite Foundation, and other corporate partners. That's how we close things out this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, daring you to share the love. Have a productive week.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.